Fred Film Radio, Locarno Film Festival, Switzerland.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Federica Scarpa from the 74th edition of Locarno Film Festival, and today I'm in company of Tomasz Wysokiński, director of Walk with Angel at the Semaine de la Critique. Welcome.
Welcome. Very nice to meet with you today. Thank you very much for this opportunity.
So, first of all, would you like to introduce briefly your film to our listeners?
I'm very proud to have an opportunity to show my movie, Walk with Angels, on the Locarno Film Festival. I made a movie about situation in South Africa, about stolen baby, and I hope you're going to see this movie very soon.
Can you tell me more about the making of this film? How did you the idea arrives to you, and how did you manage to put it in practice? Because I think it wasn't easy.
I moved to South Africa to work on a completely different movie, and when I met Jerry, and when I understood that he's looking for stolen kids, I'd left this previous project, and I decided to make movie about his mission. I was just his shadow for a few years when he was looking for very young, few months old baby who was stolen in Cliptown Township.
And how, in which way you were able to follow him? I mean, was it easy?
I used to work in very difficult places. For example, years ago I spent a few months in Brazilian favelas when I was working on movie. I spent almost half a year in Pakistan. And for me, it was not very difficult. I stayed in the heart of Soweto with black people in a very simple hut. And I used to live with them, I spent time with them. And in fact, Jerry opened all doors for me, and I was able to make my movie only because of Jerry, because this amazing man gave me this opportunity.
I think the trust that Jerry has in you is, in a way, a trust that the people that you met gave to you, right? It was important that they trust you.
People were concentrated on Jerry. People were concentrated on Jerry, and I don't know how it happened, and they didn't concentrate on myself, even I'm Mulungu, which means white man. I don't know. But in fact, almost all people concentrated themselves on him.
Tell me about your first meeting with Jerry.
He's an amazing person, first of all. He's an amazing person. I remember when I met him in South Africa. From the beginning, we felt very well when we started to talk together. Before I went to South Africa, the friend of mine gave me phone number to Jerry. The friend of mine was working for National Geographic, and he just came back from South Africa. We were talking about Baragwana Hospital and emergency room in Baragwana Hospital. And when I decided to go to South Africa to make documentary about this hospital, he gave me phone number to Jerry. I called to him, I sent message to him to organize first meeting, and it was the beginning.
And we live in a very strange period. You know, we have all the information of the world if we want, but at the same time, there are a lot of things that we don't know, like the story you tell. It remains in the shadows. How cinema helps to put this kind of stories into the light?
You know, only people, only audience, I think, maybe journalists, are able to put some light in this deep darkness.
Which way you shoot the film? Mm-hmm.
I was working with very small camera. Looks like not real professional camera, and it was only one way to work on the streets in this very difficult darkness area of Johannesburg and surrounded townships.
How does it long all the shooting?
I was in South Africa 3 times, and it was 4 years.
4 years.
Yes, exactly. It was 4 years. But I spent together 100 days, exactly 100 days in South Africa.
Did 4 years, yes.
Did you know about these stories of the disappearance of children before met Jerry?
No, I didn't know about it. I knew nothing about it before my trip to South Africa.
How, in your opinion, how is it possible that this story doesn't arrive before the light?
Then nobody did it before? Okay. I think reality of life in Johannesburg and township is extremely difficult and very dangerous for journalists. So maybe no one was interested in this topic because it was dangerous for themselves. Maybe, I don't know. I don't know how South African journalists didn't do it. I don't know. It's amazing because in Warsaw we invited Her Excellency, Ambassador of South Africa, and after screening she said, yes, this is the reality of our life. And this amazing lady, Her Excellency, Ambassador of South Africa in Poland, he grew up in Alexandra Township, extremely difficult and dangerous township, north part of Johannesburg. And she said, yes, it's true.
Anyway, thank you, because I think your work is really important. So,
thank you so much, madam.
And I am Federica Scarpa. We were talking with Thomas Wysokinski, director of Walk with Angels, La Semaine de la Critique, the 74th edition of Locarno Film Festival. And this is Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.